Hello, I'm Colton Vanderstreek.
And I'm Kaylee Davis.
And we're here to interview our new superintendent, Mr. Jorth.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome, Mr. Jorth. We just have a few questions for you to get to know you better.
You bet.
So what were your first impressions of the Central Line School District?
I'm overwhelmed with the students and the staff, the high expectations that everybody has for one another. Just very, very impressed.
Could you please tell us a little bit about your family?
You bet. I have been married to my wife, Amanda, for 15 years. It'll be 15 years in less than a month. So we're counting down our days to our anniversary. I've got a sixth grade daughter, Lillian, and a fourth grade son, Bennett. So they actually were able to go to school here at the end of last school year. Went to school for the last 3 weeks of the year, and then were able to be here all summer and play baseball and softball and go to the pool and, you know, have sleepovers and all that fun stuff. So it's been a really good transition for them too.
Yeah, nice. So even though you haven't been here very long, what are some things you enjoy here or some things you'd like to improve?
Yeah, I want to continue to build upon the things that Mr. Ackerman and the school board have been working on over the last couple years. And I really want to try to maintain the facilities in the manner that everybody's grown accustomed to here. You know, Mr. Bresky and his crew do a great job, but continuing to look for opportunities for improvements, similar to the restroom project that we just finished here yesterday, and that's been turned over to us. But going forward, I know there's plans for maybe additional restrooms in that elementary area to be remodeled. So I'm looking at those plans from the architect, and really managing the softball field project. Really looking forward to having that facility available for athletes, not this next summer, but the summer after. But maybe one area for us to focus on is professional learning for our teachers. And so next week we've got a 1 o'clock early dismissal, is to work really closely with Mr. Harmon and Mr. Engelman to plan meaningful learning for the teachers so that that time that they have a couple times a month is valuable and has a positive impact on what's going on in the classroom going forward. And so working closely with the principals and then hopefully getting the teacher leaders in that room as well to give us feedback on, hey, what's that professional development gonna look like? How can we make sure that what we talked about on those early outs or those full days of learning is carried through in the next weeks and months of the school year, and it's not just a flavor of the month, so to speak. We're going to do this one time, and that's the only time we're going to learn about it or use it, but instead make it more sustainable and more impactful for students.
Mm-hmm. Wow, sounds great. So back when you were in high school and college, what were your interests?
You know, I was an athlete and a scholar, a student athlete. So my subjects that I most enjoyed were kind of the social studies, history and government and psychology and sociology. Those classes were really my passion. But I was involved in all kinds of extracurriculars. You know, baseball was probably my favorite sport, but I also sang in the choir, and we always had it at Lake Mills where I went to school. We had a Pops concert in the spring, and we didn't have a show choir or anything like that, but we did have choreographed songs at that concert, so I enjoyed singing and dancing and doing all that stuff. My mom would always make fun of me for my moves, but I enjoyed the Pops concert, especially for vocal music and stuff.
Awesome. And do you have any advice for Central Line students or staff?
I guess my advice for students, it doesn't matter if you're in elementary school, middle school, or high school, is get involved. Mm-hmm. You know, join a club, join a sport, play in the band, you know, get involved with speech, whatever it might be. Get involved, because that's going to, you know, keep you engaged. And those long days in the winter and the spring are going to go a lot quicker if you have something to look forward to. And for staff, my big recommendation is look for those opportunities to make connections with kids. And like students, get involved. You know, start up a club. You know, volunteer to sponsor an organization. Or it could be as simple as sponsor a field trip. Take your kids outside of our walls here at Central Lyon and show them what's really happening within their content area out in our community or out in Northwest Iowa or maybe someplace in the region. So those would be my two areas for challenge.
All right. Anything you would like to add?
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed the opportunity to talk to you guys and introduce myself to other people that might be watching online. If you guys ever want to come back and do this again, I'd love to do it.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.